we're in for a long one. A long weekend, that is. And you deserve to spend it on the couch with a glass of something good. Luckily, there's Drizly, the number one app for alcohol delivery. With Drizly, you can compare prices on the biggest selection of beer, wine, and spirits, then get them delivered quickly. So download the Drizly app or go to drizly.com. That's drizly.com today.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hello, I'm Denny Somach, and this is The Rock Podcast. Now, I'm a rock historian, producer, and best-selling author, and I've collected thousands of interviews over the years, and I try and bring you the greatest stories and let you hear some of those interviews. On this episode, I'm going to tell you a story, because recently I heard the news that Dan McCafferty, a founding member and lead vocalist of the Scottish band Nazareth, had passed away. Now, he was 76, was married, and had 2 children. So I have a Nazareth story, and I want to tell you for this episode. First, let me give you some background, and then I'll tell you the story of how Love Hurts became a huge hit for Nazareth. By the way, the band continues to record and tour to this day, although Dan McCafferty announced his retirement from the group due to ill health in August of 2013. Now, the band Nazareth took their name from Nazareth, Pennsylvania, which is cited in the first line of the band's classic song, The Wait. You know, I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling about half past dead. You know the line. The lyrics to The Wait were written in the first person, and they're about a traveler's experience arriving, visiting, and departing a town called Nazareth, which the traveler's friend, Fanny, knowing he's going to be there, asked him to look up some of her friends. You know the song, so. According to Robbie Robertson, who wrote the song, the town is based on Nazareth, Pennsylvania, because it was the home of Martin Guitars. Robertson wrote the guitar parts on a 1951 Martin D-28. That's how it got there, okay? The city of Nazareth is just outside of Allentown, Pennsylvania, which is my hometown. So that's how I know a lot of this. By the way, Nazareth had a strong influence on several other bands that came out in the 1980s, including Guns N' Roses. And in fact, Guns N' Roses flew guitarist Manny Charlton out to Los Angeles during the mid-1980s, where he was among the several producers they were considering to record their debut album that, of course, became Appetite for Destruction. Manny got home after about 2 weeks and said it would never work out because he couldn't get the whole band in the studio at once. They were a little bit difficult even back then. But a tribute came out in 1993 when Guns N' Roses covered Nazareth's Hair of the Dog on the Spaghetti Incident. And Axl Rose had requested the group play at his wedding, but that never happened. Okay, so I don't want to get too far afield as I'm telling the story of the song Love Hurts. The track became Nazareth's only U.S. top 10 and was also a top 10 hit in 9 other countries, reaching number 1 in 6 of them. The song was on the Norwegian charts for 60 weeks. And this story has so many twists and turns to it that I've never really told the story publicly, so this is it. Love Hurts, which, as I said, was on the Hair of the Dog album, released in April 1975. It was produced by Nazareth's guitarist, Manny Charlton. Prior to that, Nazareth's albums were produced by Roger Glover of Deep Purple. Now, Love Hurts is a song written by the American songwriter Bootalo Bryant and was first recorded by the Everly Brothers in July 1960. Bryant wrote several Everly Brothers songs, including Bye Bye Love, Wake Up Little Susie, All I Have to Do Is Dream. Love Hurts was also a top 5 hit in 1975 in the UK by English singer and Traffic co-founder Jim Capaldi. The song was covered by Cher in 1975. Jennifer Warnes released a version. Joan Jett included a version on her 1990 album, The Hit List. Heart has a live unplugged rendition on their The Road Home. And Rod Stewart recorded the song in 2006 for his album, Still the Same, Great Rock Classics of Our Time. And even The Who performed the song on their 1967 U.S. tour. So it was a big song. But Roy Orbison covered Love Hurts in 1961 as the B-side to Runnin' Scared, one of his hits. So that makes Orbison's recording of Love Hurts the first version to be a hit. The song has a real history, but now I'm going to tell you the story of how Nazareth got a hold of it. When I started my career as a disc jockey, I was in college and then got a job at a commercial radio station in Allentown, Pennsylvania, which, as I said, was my hometown. I listened to a lot of import albums, groups that had records out in the UK and yet to be released in America. One of those bands was Nazareth. So I was into them from the beginning and played them on my show. I made contact with the record company that released their albums in the UK, which was BNC Records, and had a long-distance relationship with the promotion guy there. I think his name was Des McCoo or something like that. I think that was his name. Anyway, we would communicate every so often, and I was always asking about when the next Nazareth album was going to come out. The first two albums were released in America on Warner Brothers, and then they moved to A&M for the next several albums. Hair of the Dog was actually their sixth album. I remember Des calling me up to say that a new Nazareth album was coming and that they were going to release the song Guilty as the first single. Now, Guilty was a song written by Randy Newman, who was going to put it on his next album. I was familiar with the song. So I told him that there were a couple other versions coming out in the States, and in particular, Bonnie Raitt had released it on her Taking My Time album, and it got a lot of attention. So maybe it might not get the kind of notice that they were hoping for. Remember now, Nazareth had not yet broken in the U.S. So Dest thanked me for the info and said he would pass it along to the band. The next time I corresponded with Dest, he said the band were going to replace Guilty with a song that was an oldie that the band had used to sing in rehearsals, but never thought about officially recording and releasing. That song was Love Hurts. So the album was released everywhere in the world, and Guilty was on it, except in the U.S., where it was replaced with Love Hurts. Well, of course, I played the album, and in particularly that song. It started to get a lot of reaction and airplay and eventually became the hit we know today. And when they came to play in September of 1973, I booked them for two shows at the Roxy Theater just outside of Allentown, Pennsylvania. So I don't know what would have happened to Nazareth if Love Hurts had not come out, but I felt I had a small part to play in it becoming a hit, and someone agreed at A&M because they issued me a gold record for it. So that's my Nazareth story. Anyway, I hope you liked it. Thanks for listening. Tell your friends about this podcast. And you can find us at the website, therockpodcast.com. And we're on Facebook. Don't forget to subscribe to The Rock Podcast. It's free. You'll get notice when each new episode drops. And you want to check out my YouTube channel, where many of these podcasts appear with graphics, sometimes extra material. And that's at dennysomack.com. You can also send your comments and let me know what your thoughts are. I read them all. Contact me at hello@therockpodcast.com. So for now, goodbye.
The Venture X card from Capital One gives you premium travel benefits, perfect for seeing Taylor Swift the Eras Tour, presented by Capital One. Ooh, I do love her. Earn 5x miles on flights and 10x miles on hotels through Capital One Travel.
Enjoy your stay in Suite 13.
Whoa, 13? That's Taylor's lucky number. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.